Now airing on HBO is A Black Lady Sketch Show, a new comedy written by, directed by, and starring black women. This groundbreaking new series explores culturally relevant themes, including social norms, anxiety, sex, and dating. Starring Robin Thede, Quinta Brunson, Ashley Nicole Black, and Gabrielle Dennis, and with guest appearances by Issa Rae, Angela Bassett, Laverne Cox, and many more stars. A Black Lady Sketch Show airs Friday nights and is available to stream now, only on HBO. What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm L'Oreal.
I'm Avian.
And I'm Sarah Russi.
Sarah Russi, welcome to the show. We thought
Thank you.
You and Mason were going to be here. But
Mason
got
sick.
He got sick?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are good.
We're good. We're okay.
Good or okay?
Okay.
Those are two different things.
He's okay. We're okay.
We're okay? Okay. Just want to make sure. So let's talk about who you are and what why we all know who you are. Because Mason's your boyfriend. And how old are you now?
20, I'm 26.
26.
He's 54.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's a lot older than you. And you've gotten some criticism for that, but you're in love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how did you guys meet?
So we actually met at a convention in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Chiller Theater. And I was actually there with another actor.
Ah, shit. See how you can get scooped up?
Yeah.
He played Flick in A Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
And Mason just sat down next to me and started talking to me. And from there, it was like, we just clicked.
Was your date jealous?
Oh, yeah. He saw us kiss at the end of the night.
Okay, Sarah, you got to back up for a second. You went on a date with somebody else, sat next to Mason, and you kissed him even though you were with somebody else?
Yeah. Like, we went to the after party together. I ditched the other guy.
Damn.
Even though we had, like, matching like Halloween costumes.
No, wow. You came dressed alike?
Yeah, we dressed up for the party, and no. I just ditched him completely.
Wow. How long were you with the other person?
We weren't really together. We were just talking on the phone like a month before.
Okay.
And then that was the first time we met.
Okay, so that's not that bad. Yeah. Did he hate you after that?
No, he still comments on my photos.
Oh, okay, so he's a cool person.
Yeah.
All right.
He gets it. How does that make Mason feel?
Mason doesn't care because Mason already knew him. They were already kind of friends.
Mm.
That's
was
very
that weird. How did you feel about that? Like,
It doesn't bother me that they're friends. I mean, they're not really close friends. They don't hang out or anything. Right.
They're acquaintances.
Right.
Was Mason dating anybody at the time?
No, he wasn't. Well, I think he was like dating some girls, but he gave them up for me.
Now, I heard that you actually wanted to holler at him first.
Mason?
Yeah.
Instead of the other guy?
Like, you were the one that kind of initiated things with Mason.
Well, I sent him a Facebook friend request because a friend of mine was telling me about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know who he was.
So what was she saying about him?
She was like saying that she met him before and that he was like trying to get at her.
Shit. Now, that's a good question. Because if a guy is trying to talk to one of your homegirls, would you feel awkward talking to him after that? Even if they never hooked up or anything, right? Is it weird, like L'Oreal or Stephanie or Avian, if a guy's trying to talk to me and you know it, right?
Mm.
And then you meet him, would you feel weird talking to him?
Yeah.
If I knew it, yes, definitely.
Yeah, that's weird.
For sure.
Only because I would feel like, well, it depends how close I am with the friend. If it's you, absolutely
yeah,
not.
Yeah, if it's Ange, it's different.
Yeah, because it's like, I'm what you going to be around me right. and you, and then he's going to be like.
But we never talked.
Yeah.
But then that means
he just goes from friend to friend, right? So it's like, for me...
it was an acquaintance of mine.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a friend.
Right. Yeah,
right.
See?
But I think for me, it's like, if I know that he tried to get with one of my friends, then like, I'm
and
good on that.
She kind of put her on to him. Like, yo, he's lit, this, that, and the third. So she's like, oh, I like him. She ain't
girl. If the friend is like kind
she
of like...
like she ain't like you, acquaintance like me, you don't
she
really
likes
like
her.
Her.
I never met her in person. She's...
Oh like, my God, it's a social media
Wait,
friend.
Different.
That's different.
That's different. But like, if it's a real friend, like if I know you and I knew you were dating this guy or that he tried to get with you, no.
If it's some online shit, I might marry that nigga. It does not matter because I don't even know her. Like,
thanks, boo.
Like, thanks for the hookup.
For sure. Especially if she was the one telling you, like, hey, there's this guy.
He's lit.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks for
invite you to our wedding.
Now, what intrigues me the most is that you were a sugar baby.
Yeah.
So explain what a sugar baby is for everybody and tell me how this works, because I've never been. Has anybody in here ever been a sugar baby?
Sugar, nothing.
Officially?
No. Mm-mm. Not officially.
Not officially. Unofficially. Yeah. All right, so explain it. Mm-hmm.
To me, it's more of a legalized version of escorting.
Okay. Mm. So break it down.
So I would just meet up with a guy like once a month. He'd give me an allowance.
Mm-hmm. How much is an allowance on average?
I'd ask for like 1,000.
And how many guys are you sugar babies for at a time that you're getting like 1,000 from all these different people?
I had a few guys I was seeing.
Mm-hmm. And what did you have to do as a sugar baby? Like, what is the requirements?
I went all the way.
Okay. So okay. And how old are they? Because when I think sugar baby, I think sugar daddy's old.
Yeah, old mm-hmm. man.
I like old guys. Maybe they're 50s.
Right. How easy is it for you to go all the way with them? Because for me, sometimes I need to be attracted to the person.
Mm-hmm. She's attracted to old guys.
I have to be a little bit attracted to them.
Just a little bit.
But there's been guys where they just paid me to go on dinner dates with them.
But mm-hmm. what's more attracting to you? Is it the money or the person? Because for me, money's great, right? But like, if I have no type of attraction to you, it's harder for me.
I can't mess with nobody. I think it's ugly right. or unattractive.
That's what I'm saying. Can you mess with somebody with no money?
I can't mess with somebody
if
with no
he
money.
Looks good and I like him. And
you might try to dick, but
I mean, it depends because I don't need him for money. So I think that's why, like, I don't want to just find a bum and be like, all right, where's the bum?
Right.
Like, you're great. No, but I think that if he was like struggling and fell on hard times, and I liked him, he was
no. Okay. You met him and he ain't had no money. He lived with his mama.
Oh, nah, yeah. That's already a
no.
Dub.
Because you gotta no be mama. Able to match at least yeah, at the very the least.
Fuck. Yeah, just depends on his circumstances. Like, no. What is he doing with his life? You know, is he like on a come up? Is he really working hard for
a struggling
it?
Poet?
I don't want nobody that lives with their mom. How do you feel about that?
I actually dated someone like that a few years ago.
And he was still giving you $1,000 every time he seen you?
No.
That's why
no,
he couldn't
no.
get his own place.
A regular
like,
guy.
I was about 22. I was still living at home at the time. And mm-hmm. this guy was 30 and still living at home.
Mm.
No.
But I dumped him after reasoning? Like 2 months.
What was his reasoning?
I don't even know.
He didn't have shit going on.
Didn't have anything going on. He thought he was a fashion designer.
So how did you become a sugar baby? For people that are interested, how can I get into that?
I've always been intrigued by it. I just wanted to make money and date older guys.
So you've always been into older guys?
Yeah.
So it's easier.
I like them in their 50s and kind of 60s too.
Why? Is there like a website you can go to hook up?
Yeah, I used to use Seeking Arrangement and What's Your Price. What's Your Price is like they bid on you. So $100 for a date, $200 for a date.
What's the best date you ever been on?
There was this one guy, he was really nice. He took me to Morimoto, and he mm-hmm. gave me like $300.
All right, so I get to eat.
Just to go, like, just right. to go on to dinner?
Yeah, just to go on to dinner. I didn't even kiss him.
Damn. Now, what about sexually, right? Because you said you'll go all the way if it comes to that. So have you had any bad sexual experiences?
I think every time they paid for it, it was bad.
Oh, shit. Like, what makes it bad?
It's just boring. I'm not really attracted to them because I wouldn't be doing it if they weren't paying me.
Mm-hmm. But you like older men.
I do, but I'm very picky.
Mm-hmm. So what's exciting about older men? Because I feel like once they reach a certain age, some of them might be boring. So what do you look for? Like, what's the ideal 50 or 60 year old for you that's not boring?
I'm kind of boring myself. Like, I don't go out partying every okay. night. I like to drink sometimes.
Okay. Not today.
Yeah, not today.
But now that you're today. With Mason, do you still do that? Like, do you still go on your dates and stuff like that?
No, he wouldn't let me do that.
So does
I've
he
done that
give
with
you,
other guys, though.
Yeah.
They don't mind. Boyfriends. Like, bring that money home, baby.
So yeah. does he give you an allowance to, like, replace that?
No, he doesn't give me an allowance, but he spoils me, though. He's got me nice gifts, and he takes me out to nice dinners. Mm-hmm.
Does his family like you?
I never met his mom.
What?
How long has it been,
I don't think his brother likes me. I don't know.
Wait, hold on. Back it up. Y'all been together for almost a year?
Yeah, like 7 months.
7 months. You haven't met his mom? Why is that?
Well, she's 94, and okay. I guess she
oh, well,
doesn't.
Yeah, yeah.
She's not right, up for
so
meeting me.
Yeah, one foot in.
I want to meet her.
Did
but,
he tell her about you?
Oh yeah, they talk about me.
Mm-hmm. So you and Mason were supposed to come together. Are you guys on good terms?
Kind of.
Be honest, Sarah. What's
he doesn't want to be in the spotlight anymore.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. I really don't know. He doesn't like the attention.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to have a private life.
Do you get more attention than him, or?
I would say I do. I have more followers. I'm at like 128,000. He's at 6,000.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a huge difference.
You also do camming, though.
Yeah.
So you still do that now, right? You he's okay with that.
Yeah, he's okay with that. He knew when he first met me that I was doing that.
Do you watch Euphoria?
Yes.
I haven't
I feel like you need to be on that show.
I've never seen it.
It's on HBO. Zendaya's on it. It's a good show. But anyway, yes, one of the girls ended up, she's just started doing camming. So how do you get into camming?
What is that
and
exactly?
How lucrative is that?
What is that?
So like webcam.
It really depends on the day what how lucrative it is, but... I started out by doing photo shoots and modeling. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the photo shoots I was doing were just guys with cell phones who would pay me to take my clothes off.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Like how much do you get paid to take your clothes off that you'll be like, all right?
I say $150 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And just take your clothes off and
they're not allowed to touch though, right?
No.
Yeah. That's more. Right. Like I'm her manager. I'm like, that's more, you
right.
know.
Let her right? manage you. Right.
You should be asking for more than $1,000. Let's right. start there.
What's exciting about all of that to you? Is it the money or is it just meeting new people really?
Oh, I like power. Meeting new people, but I like the money too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the easiest job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it the power that you have also that people are like actually paying you money to take your clothes off?
I like that. Mm-hmm. It's so easy. It's just, I mean, one guy just shot me for 20 minutes and he paid me like $150. So.
Hey, what's the creepiest thing that's happened though? Because I'm also sure that sometimes it has to be situations where you feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. There's been so many creepy situations. There was one guy when I was 19 who grabbed my boob. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a paid shoot. Like back then it was like, I was just trying to build up my portfolio.
Mm-hmm. So how do you react in a situation like that? Do you feel like you have control?
Oh, I was so nervous. I was like, I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was 19, I felt like I was like just a little girl. Just, right. I didn't know what to expect.
You went by yourself?
Yeah.
So what about now? You don't do things by yourself now though, do you?
No, I do.
You do?
Because I don't always have friends to go with me.
Mm-hmm. That's a very vulnerable situation to be right. in, though. Mm-hmm. While like, I understand how it can be powerful, it also would make somebody feel vulnerable because mm-hmm. you don't know what somebody else might do.
Right.
Right.
Other people's intentions.
Capabilities yeah. mm-hmm. are.
I mean, sometimes I'm going to their house and I don't even know the person.
You got to bring somebody with you, Sarah.
I yeah. try. Sometimes but I mean, don't like want it, like a guy coming with me. Right. Most no, of my friends are guys.
That. They're gonna have to deal with it.
Have him wait outside in a mm-hmm. car or something.
Like, have you ever had somebody not pay you?
No, I've never had that happen.
Okay.
I mean, fuck the pay. I feel like people are so creepy and scary nowadays and they are actually harming, like physically, like, I don't want to say the words, but killing, you know what I mean? Like,
I always run background checks on them before I go to their house.
Okay, at least.
I make sure they're not criminals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what if Mason was like, I don't want you to do any of this anymore? Would you stop?
No, I don't think I would stop. Because why? That's not fair.
So if you had to choose between him and camming, you would choose camming?
I would have to. What else am I going to do? I don't want to work like a 9-to-5.
But you say that's not fair to you? And why?
That's is that not fair because he already knew what I did when he first met me and he was fine with it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So do you guys have an open relationship?
No.
Really?
I'm
that shit so fast. No. What was it like the first time you guys had sex?
I blew his mind.
There you go. What else did you blow?
I got on top.
You know, there's
you
such
you
a
got
thing.
On top?
Yeah. There's such a thing as good pussy energy. Like, there's big dick energy. There's good pussy energy. So you blow his mind. It's because your sex is good.
So set up the scenario for us and how it went down.
Like the first time.
Yeah, the first time. What was that? Like, what happened? How did that even come about?
So I actually live in Pittsburgh, and he invited me out to New York after we met. We were like on the phone for a month before I actually got down to see him. So I go down there and we plan out dinner. And after dinner, we just got sex.
How old is your dad?
Did you initiate it?
Like, how old is your dad? Wouldn't know.
I would say we were just making out in between that. Like mm-hmm. when I first got there, we were making out and...
At the restaurant?
No.
Okay.
Then we went to dinner and, you know, it was expected. I felt like it was expected.
Because you came to Pittsburgh. I mean, because you came to New York right. to see him. So you knew what
And I was going to stay there for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can we get to my question? I'm
What's
sorry.
Your question?
I'm interested.
How old is my dad?
How old is your dad?
He's in his 60s.
Okay. So they're near the same
so
age.
So they're about the same age.
Yeah.
So how old, does he have any kids?
What, Mason? No.
Okay.
Does he want any?
No, he doesn't want any. I don't want any either. Okay.
You don't want any kids?
Why? No.
Okay.
But like, you never look at him and be kind of feeling like, this is my dad. Like, he's like my dad. Like, not like, I don't know. Because yeah. I feel like,
or daddy. Do you call him daddy?
Sometimes.
I mean, you have funny. To. What else?
Hey, daddy. Yeah,
I mean, I've never really dated guys my own age. They've always been a little bit older, at least. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. What's the one thing that really attracted you to him, especially like the night that you guys first had sex? What was it that you were like, oh no, like,
I'm gonna blow his mind.
Right.
I thought he was so cute. I actually like his height. Okay. I find him like adorable, and like sometimes I like to pet his hair.
How okay. tall is he?
He's like 5 feet.
This sounds holy like a pet moly. Instead of,
yeah.
He's really like 4'10". Like he's 4'10".
Yeah, see, I pictured that. I don't know why, what? But I did.
Would you marry him?
I pictured a big guy.
Yeah, I've talked about it with him, but he doesn't want to get married.
He doesn't want to get married to you?
No, he doesn't want to get married.
Ever?
What's his reasoning?
He's never wanted to get married, but he told me after a few years that he would do it if we're still together.
Okay.
When you lost your virginity, was it to this guy, old man?
An old man.
Or like a person that's your age?
A person.
When I lost my virginity, it was with a guy who was 25 and I was 17. Okay. And also so his friend. His friend was like 35.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wait, it was him and his friend?
Wait, I'm like, wait,
so you had
one?
A threesome?
Yeah.
Okay. But your virginity?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
shit.
Did not play.
Shit. I used to be kind of wild.
Wow. How did that happen?
Because I was into him and his friend, and we would all hang out together.
Mm-hmm. It was lit.
Why was a 35-year-old hanging out with a 25-year-old?
Because he wanted to have sex with... Oh.
With a 17-year-old.
Yeah, I know, it's really messed up. Her. Like, looking back on it, so gross. Right.
Yeah, but then... So why you don't feel like that now?
Right. Oh, no, I don't think, like, him... Like, his age is gross. I think that... Like, if I'm 17.
Yeah, 17
gross.
Is really
that's
young.
Like
yeah,
but he's but like still, 30 years.
No, it's different. She's of age now. She's a lot.
But she's...
17 is like...
Still
17, I was still in high school at 17.
If she told me she was 17 right now, I would believe her.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Very young in high school. I looked like I was 10.
Right, that's even younger. So wait, you had sex with both of them at the same time or one after the other?
Like, they took turns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you enjoy
God.
It?
At least she's honest.
Kind of.
Yeah, I like
the
her.
Other guy was too big. It was kind of painful.
Okay.
Which one was big?
did they take it easy because they knew that it was like your virginity?
Did you bleed?
Look, we got so many questions.
And did you? She's like, oh.
Yeah, he had to take it easy on me because I couldn't even get it in all the way.
Right.
The other guy, I didn't even know it was in. I asked him, is it in yet?
So one was small, one was big.
Yeah.
Damn, that's you really had a
choice. Yeah. The older one was smaller or the...
The older one was bigger.
Oh.
It was like 10 inches.
He had more time to grow.
Did you hook up with either one of them after?
What?
Did you hook up with either one of them after?
Yeah, I actually dated the friend after we broke up.
Oh, wow. Did you enjoy it then? Happened. Well, the bigger one. You said the friend, so...
The friend was more demanding in bed.
Mm.
He wanted me to be submissive.
Because he was older.
Yeah.
So he already had experience.
More experience.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember your first orgasm?
I think I was like 23, mm-hmm. So it took me a while.
Shit.
And I was doing it myself.
Yeah, you had to.
Oh, your first orgasm was from masturbation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the Hitachi, that was what I was using.
Because mm-hmm. just because you have sex doesn't mean that you orgasm. We
of
know
course
that.
Not.
Like a lot of men don't know how to hit the spot, so. Mm-hmm.
Does Mason make you come?
Yeah, when he goes down on me, but that's the only way I can come. I've never came through sex.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So you never squirted?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not a squirter, I'm a creamer.
Okay.
Okay.
She looked up like
do you ever go and like cream on the cam?
It's not like sometimes I don't like nothing comes out. But mm-hmm. I want to learn how to squirt because I think that'd be sexier.
Somebody here can teach you.
I can
is
tell
it something
you
teachable?
Yes, it is. There's certain things that it's gonna happen. There's this vibrator, it's called iVibe. It's a little one. Did you try it?
No.
I can't even take it. Wait. And it gets me so upset every time I use it. It makes me squirt every
why?
Single ow. Time. Even on the lowest speed. I'm like, fuck.
But I think it also depends on people's bodies. Like, people's bodies is different.
No, it's going to make you squirt. This is guaranteed.
So it's, what, you just put it on your clip or
the,
what?
The vibrator we just got. That vibrator. We just got, it's called I Vibe.
From Dak
this
Johnson.
This one has, it has this thing. It has like a hook, this hook you put through your finger. Because if you put it too close to you, you're probably going to burn your clit right off.
Oh,
like,
shit. I don't want to burn my clit off.
I swear to God. Like, you got to hold it like, you got to
talking to Mike, Steph.
Oh, sorry.
I'm like, talking to Mike.
I'm sorry, guys.
She's getting too
you
excited.
You
got
to hold it like, you got to hold it like, you have to put the ring here, right? And then let it hang and just like, hold it there and like,
why are we all looking and going like this?
We're watching her vagina.
What's going on?
Listen to me. Even when I don't, like, if I put it close, it makes it the squirt come out like.
So don't let it touch your vagina.
If you let it touch just a little tiny.
Do we have any toys in here for Sarah?
Lighting?
No? No. We got to get you some toys, Sarah. Some, yeah. Sarah, do you guys use toys, you and Mason?
He doesn't like to use toys because he wants to be the one that makes me come. Mm.
How big is his dick?
Honestly, medium size.
Oh, Lord. Girl, medium. You're not supposed to
medium is better than small.
Don't listen to Angela.
Why can't she
but
tell
but medium
us?
Is good, though.
I don't
though.
Feel like you should talk about your boyfriend's dick.
Why not?
But medium is good. It's better than small.
It's not about the dick size to me. I'd rather
it's the
just
motion
have,
in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's right. So tiny. Medium is so probably big motion? For her.
What's his motion like?
What's his motion?
I'm always the one on top. Sometimes I'm on the edge of the bed and he's like... moving like
I think it's probably because he's old, he can't really move.
And he's shorter than her.
Is there anything that you guys haven't tried that you want to try?
Anal. You want to try doggy style?
You haven't tried doggy style?
He hasn't done doggy style. That's like regular.
I don't think he likes it. I don't know.
Why wouldn't he like that?
Have you asked him why?
I think it's hard for him. Like, he is disabled, so okay. He has like leg problems.
Damn it, Avian.
Right. Damn it.
Great.
That's
what I'm asking. You know.
But he can stand.
Yeah, he
during
can stand.
Sex.
So do doggy style like, on
the bed. He prefers me to be on top.
On the edge of the bed.
To do it, to let him fuck you from the back, yeah. You could go to the corner of right. The edge of the bed.
And he's standing, you know, like, on the floor.
Perch it out a little bit. Got you.
Yeah. I'll tell him that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you can like be on all fours on a bed.
And you could like, you know,
get a step, get a step, get a step.
Come on, Angela.
Yeah, like you can be like you can be on the edge of the bed on all fours and he can just be standing at the edge of
like
the bed.
Like he can literally stand still and you can just like pop it back
pop
on
it.
Him. Or he could be there like
yeah, like he doesn't have to be on the bed on his knees. He can be standing.
Would he watch you have sex with somebody else?
Does he let me have sex with anybody else?
Like, you think he would watch you have sex with someone else?
No, he would not like that. He wouldn't like that at all. I don't want him to have sex with anybody else.
Why?
He'd be crazy.
Why?
Because I'm jealous.
So how about you having a threesome with him and another man?
No, I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
What about with another girl?
No, I wouldn't do
She's
it.
She's jealous, she said.
I'm jealous.
You never seen Mason?
Yeah.
You know, he's a celebrity. And you know, some people thought that like you liked him because he was famous and da-da-da-da-da. How do you respond to that?
He's an actor?
Well, I've already had guys that were famous before. I'm not after that. Mm-hmm. And I get more attention than he does, to be honest, because I'm always putting myself out there. Like,
right.
Lainey helps me out with that.
Where have I been that I haven't seen this
Oh, they all in the vlogs, girl.
Where the fuck have I been?
We just did a reality show called Love Don't Judge.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just going because you know what it is? I live in D.C. now. I'm back and forth. I'm doing a lot.
Oh, no. You're
not in the mix.
Yeah, me too. I'm don't
not
know in the mix. I live in Connecticut. I don't know anything.
Y'all not in the mix.
Yeah, so I'm...
Which picture are you showing?
I just Googled him.
Showing me all of them.
Oh,
so,
no.
Steve
is like a really adorable kid. Yeah. I saw him on YouTube and I was like, he's so adorable.
Oh, okay. Totally not what I expected.
What did you expect?
Not. Well, yeah, what were you expecting?
Like a short guy with muscles. I don't know why. I whenever I think of men, I think of muscles.
So what was the attraction? Because, no.
And he says he's not your sugar daddy.
No, I'm not trying to, because I'm not trying to disrespect
him. He's cute. He's not, you know, like, he's not jacked up, but I don't really care about... If you a guy
some
is
women
ripped.
Don't even like muscles at all. Some women,
yeah,
don't
I like the dad bod.
Yeah,
no, I'm gonna be.
A lot of yeah, like the dad bod.
I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, you're there. Then you do it.
You guys look cute together.
I'm gonna be honest. On my explore page, I don't know why there's a lot of like Fashion Nova men models coming up on my shit.
Oh wow!
And a lot of like heavy muscle guys. I'm not a fan of that. I feel like I enjoy you being at the gym. I enjoy the muscles. I enjoy the fit thing. But there's some guys that are just overly muscular. That is
girl,
not.
What the hell are you doing with this man? I'm just going to be honest.
He's so cute.
I hate her. Like,
he's cute. He doesn't even look like that anymore. Like, he lost a lot of weight since then. That was an old photo.
You're making me cry because I'm laughing, but I'm not laughing out loud. I'm not trying, like, and I'm trying to be nice.
Does your family like him?
Yeah, no. He came to my family's house on Christmas, and they really liked him.
But you're a pretty girl, and you're young. I'm crying, literally.
But you know, some women have funny taste in men.
You said that perfect. Why did y'all not tell me?
He's cute, and he has a great personality. He's really funny. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What do you like most about him?
He is funny.
I think we have things in common. Like, we like to play pool together. We like to go to nice restaurants.
That's good. Pool, I suck at pool, so that's
so
great.
You be all over Mason. She's like, I don't want to laugh, but you know you kind of want to laugh, right?
HBO's newest comedy is A Black Lady Sketch Show, written by, directed by, and starring Black ladies. A Black Lady Sketch Show is a groundbreaking new comedy series starring a core Black female cast and celebrity guests portraying dozens of dynamic characters and hyper versions of themselves in a magical reality. This hilarious series is not afraid to go there and explore culturally relevant themes, including social norms, anxiety, religion, sex, dating, and relationships. A Black Lady Sketch Show features numerous firsts, the first all-Black women writers' room, the first Black women sketch director, and the first sketch series cast comprised entirely of Black women. A horror movie about dry skin, an alien stealing dance moves, a viral proposal going wrong, and an invisible spy are just a few drop-dead funny sketches set to debut in season one. Starring Robin Thede, Quinta Brunson, Ashley Nicole Black, and Gabrielle Dennis, and guest starring Issa Rae, Angela Bassett, Laverne Cox, and many more. A Black Lady Sketch Show airs Friday nights at 11 p.m. Stream it now, only on HBO. Tired of unpredictable hair color results? Say hello to Color & Co., personalized hair color by L'Oreal. Not L'Oreal from lip service, but L'Oreal. At colorandco.com, you can get a free instant video consultation with an expert colorist from the comfort of your own home. Your colorist is there to help you create the precise color you've been looking for. Based on your hair goals and needs, they'll prescribe a personalized shade that's custom blended just for you. But truly personalized hair color goes beyond a custom shade. Color & Co. also personalizes your instructions and application to ensure accurate, flawless results. In just a few days, you'll receive your personalized color box along with all the tools and tips you need to guarantee vibrant, soft, and shiny hair. With endless hair color possibilities, there's finally one you can call your own. I know for myself, making sure I choose the right color is so important because it also affects the texture of my hair. I also like to make sure that I put enough color in so that it's noticeable. Nothing worse than when you do a color and you're like, damn, I don't even see anything. So take the guesswork out of at-home hair color with Color & Co. Personalized Hair Color by L'Oreal. Use promo code Angela at colorandco.com for $10 off your first personalized color box. That's colorandco.com, promo code Angela for $10 off your first personalized color box.
All right, so let me ask you this.
I feel bad because I don't want to keep laughing.
More money, more problems. It's true or false? Oh, more money, more problems. People always say, the more money you have, the more problems you have. Do you think that's true or you think that's a myth?
I think that's a myth. I always want more money. How could that bring me problems?
So if Mason was broke, would you be with him?
Well, I don't think that'd be like fair because I'd be the one making all the money.
Okay. It's not fair.
So you wouldn't. I dated that guy who lived at his parents' house. That sucks.
That was
a
long time ago.
He had to sneak
me in. Oh my God, let me see a picture.
He had to sneak me in to like sleep over his house because his mom would be like, no sex during the day. She would just be like, no sex. You better not be having sex with her.
And he was, how old was he?
30.
He probably was having sex with his mom.
But the thing is, the reason why I liked him was because we knew each other back in high school.
Okay.
Like, I was too young at the time. I was 15. He was like 21. But I had already liked him back then, but we didn't do anything. We just re-met.
As you got older. And you were like, this is creepy. You knew me when I was 15.
So what's different about...
I was curious about him, but...
What's different about Mason than the other guys that you've dated?
Your sugar daddies.
That made you want to marry him.
Oh, my God.
I would say he's very understanding of my needs. Like, he gets me.
What are your needs, though? Like sexually or just generally?
No, like I have like anxiety and like depression. Okay. He understands.
He can understand that.
Yeah,
that's good.
He wants to help me.
That's good.
Yo, what the fuck?
What is wrong with you, Lauren?
I can't stop.
What's going on, L'Oreal? What's going on, L'Oreal?
Nah, be honest. This is real?
Yeah, it is real. if he was just my sugar daddy, I wouldn't be exclusive with him. I really like him.
But it hasn't... So do you see you guys together for the long haul, though? Because he's not here today. He was supposed to come. You guys, you said are okay, but you didn't say great.
But yeah, I want to, but we don't get along very well.
Mm-hmm. Why? So why? Why don't you get along well?
Well... I'm kind of the publicity whore. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want any attention. And that's kind of caused like a rift in our relationship after the show aired. Mm.
So do you anticipate you guys getting a television show together or something like that? But he wouldn't want to.
Somebody contacted us after we did that YouTube show and they wanted to pitch us to like TLC, WeTV, and he just doesn't want to.
Do you think you can kind of tone down like the attention seeking that you enjoy to be with him? Or is that something like a part of your personality that you can't change?
I can do all the radio shows by myself. Like, that's not a problem. I would love to do like a reality show with him again, but I don't think that's gonna happen.
Right.
But if he was to tell you like, hey, in order for me to be with you in the long run and get married, like you guys have spoken about, would you, like
you
need
to
cut all of that out, would you?
Probably not.
So what is it about that you enjoy? Because that's a you thing.
Because I've always just wanted to be like in the spotlight, to be honest, and I wanted to make money off of it.
And you have been. And you know what else I would say is a great thing is that you haven't altered your body in any way.
I want to though. I want to get fake boobs.
You
I
want
to get like fake lips.
But you don't think that people like that about you?
I don't think so. I think people would prefer if I had fake boobs.
So
you prefer though, not with people.
Would he pay what Mason pay for that?
No, he doesn't like fake boobs.
I don't know if you guys are meant to be together because you like the spotlight. He doesn't. You want to get surgery. He doesn't want you to. Maybe y'all aren't meant to be together.
I can't even take you.
That's very possible. I mean,
yeah, it is.
It's been toxic lately.
What's toxic about it?
Just what I just said. Like, he doesn't want to be in the spotlight anymore.
But is that toxic, though?
I mean, if it's
because we're very different.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So toxic in the sense of like you're different and it affects your relationship. But I think like someone not, but I feel like someone not wanting to be in the limelight is not necessarily toxic. I think that's just their preference and your preference. But within the difference of preference, you guys have issues which make it toxic, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's been times where we've gone on radio shows and he doesn't like what I say.
Mm. Like what? Like what might you say that he doesn't like?
If I give away too many personal details, he doesn't like that.
How big is his dick?
He's not big enough.
He's not here.
A medium.
She said medium.
But like how many inches? Like medium, like
20 inches.
What? No, that's ridiculous.
That's nice.
That's like taller than him.
She's being a good girlfriend.
Do you enjoy sex with him?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. He has a higher sex drive though.
Okay. So he wants to fuck all the time and you're like, relax.
Yeah, I mean, he'd probably want to do it twice a day.
That's not bad.
I like it a few
times
a
day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I'm such a savage. My man is like drained. He's spent. He's like, that's it.
I would do it three times a day and play with my pussy two other times.
What? You're crazy.
Nah, I'd be wanting to have mad sex. Like, in the morning, I want to have sex.
In the middle of the day.
I want to have sex when he comes back from the gym, and I want to have sex right before I take a shower. In the nighttime.
Three times a day is not that
much. Nah, but I don't get that all the time. I only get that, like, and I'm telling you, he's rinsed. After that last one, he's like, oh my God.
You gotta think about it. There's 24 hours in the day.
I only get that, like, maybe once a week.
So let me ask you this, right? If you're with a guy, say you got with Mason, does he have to delete all his exes off his Instagram page?
No, Mason still has his ex on his Instagram.
What? That doesn't bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me.
Why?
They're just old photos. Like, he's not keeping them up there to look at them. He barely uses Instagram anyway.
What about you? Do you delete your exes off Instagram?
Yeah. I mean, I like to just put myself on Instagram. I don't want any other guy with me on there. But I did post a few photos with Mason.
Mm-hmm. How much money do you make off of camming, would you say?
After the show aired, I'd say off OnlyFans, I made about $5,000 that month.
That's good.
So it's like a month. Do you get that every month? Or it's just like after the show.
It's a subscription site that I use, but I also use like my free cam.
Right.
And I use like a sexting site called Sex Panther.
Mm-hmm. How much of that time, how much of your time does that occupy though? Like, is it a distraction?
It's pretty easy. Mm-hmm. I would say it's easy.
Mm-hmm. Is it a distraction though, like in a relationship? Because you're like, I got to work.
Yeah, because I want to just go in the other room and cam, but I feel weird just leaving him in the other room.
Oh, she's like, the distraction is the damn right, relationship. I mean.
But how does he feel about that? Like,
that might
like,
be why you don't like sex as much as he does.
Because you're busy.
Because you're camming, all, right. you know, majority of the time.
Most of the time I use OnlyFans now. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of took a break from the live camming just because...
Yeah, and OnlyFans is like a Instagram, right?
Like, yeah, it's like scroll a subscription. Right. Mm-hmm.
So how is that, though, like, for your relationship with him? Does he get frustrated when you're like, okay, I'm going to the other room, I got a cam?
He's complained about me doing it too late. He's like, why are you starting so late? We got into a fight over that.
What?
What's late, though?
Isn't that the right time to do it at night?
Nine.
Mm-hmm. That's not late.
Did he subscribe?
I guess he wanted us time. No, he doesn't subscribe.
Are you, do you have any plans to have kids in your mind?
She said she doesn't.
Sorry. I was like, probably laughing.
As far as like quality time, do you guys spend enough time together where you're like, all right, between 9 and 10, I'm going to do
yeah,
this?
Yeah, we basically live together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been spending a lot of time in his apartment.
So maybe he just really likes you and he's kind of just getting over the fact that you're... camming and sexting with right. other guys.
But I don't really like it that much.
But I feel you because when he met you, that's what you were doing. This yeah. is who I am. Now you want me to change.
But maybe
he's
he
never been with
thought,
anybody like me before.
But maybe he also thought it was temporary, right? Sometimes you feel like something is just for the moment or you can change somebody, which is that's not ideal, right? Thinking you could change somebody, but
I want to know what you mean by he's never been with somebody like you before.
Because all the women he's dated are his age and they don't do porn.
Right. Right. Okay. Mm. Have you ever done like a porno, like we could see you on X Videos or Pornhub?
Well, I have solo stuff on Google. If you Google my name and type in nude, I'm sure you'll find
Let
it.
Let me see.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Angela.
Yeah.
Let's see
it. What it looks like. Did you ever ask him to participate in your videos?
No, he won't do that. No, not at all.
Wait, I've seen him before, but like what?
He's been in commercials.
Yeah, that's what I figure. I
so he was
him.
In commercials back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Well, then I didn't see him.
Maybe you saw even us on the show. Maybe you saw us there. It was like a bar cop yeah. show. You know the show Extreme Love?
Mm-mm. What, oh, yeah, what Extreme Love?
Yeah, it's like the show that shows like odd couples, but mm-hmm. it's like an internet show. We did like a spinoff of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're
I've seen the show that you did.
So people call you an odd couple. That doesn't make you feel like
hold on, is this you doing
I don't mind it.
Is this you doing rough extreme choke and German brutal anal?
No, no,
show
no.
us Angie.
Oh my god, that shows up. That's not me.
Angie, I'm leaving.
Like it show up under my name, but it's not me. I've never done like
what are some things that you wouldn't do that you haven't done? Like without Mason, or you haven't done with Mason that you're not willing to do.
Have
you
done anal? I don't do anything. No, not on camera. I've done it in my personal life.
Do you enjoy it?
It's okay.
I still haven't done anal, and my boyfriend's very much like, let's try it. You would enjoy it, and I just feel like anal's more
how
for
he
men.
Know?
I feel like anal's more for men.
He's no, like, but if he's saying you would enjoy
well,
no,
it, like, no, some women love anal. Some women
right,
come from
like,
anal.
You never know if you like it. That might you might enjoy it, and I'm like, yeah, I feel like that's more for men. Men are very like, let's try everything. Let's try anal, like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they ain't got to take the dick.
Exactly. Like,
how was your first time doing anal? Like, was it hard?
Drunk.
Yeah.
So, I think that's how you do it.
That's how you got to do it.
Did that make it easier?
Yeah, I think it was easier.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Did you and Mason do anal?
No, he wants to, but not really that much. He's
Why
brought
did
it
you
up.
Do it?
I don't know. I don't really like it that much.
Okay. I feel that.
But you do it with other people. You're not gonna do it with your man.
I only did it with one other guy.
Okay.
Years ago. Didn't enjoy
and she was
it
drunk.
That much to feel yeah, like you it. Wanted to do it again.
I didn't like it.
Now, look, that. It says here also when I Googled your name that you guys might do a sex tape together.
He doesn't want me to talk about that. That's like, I can't say anything.
But maybe.
No, he's not, not going to do
maybe,
that.
Maybe
he's
not. With it.
Would you all pay? I would see that.
I just felt like if she's with Lainey, it's coming. Like, I don't know.
That's a Lainey.
Yeah. I feel like it's coming. So when does the sex tape come out?
Did y'all film it already?
No, we didn't film any sex tape.
Y'all don't have like just regular, okay, not a sex tape, but like things y'all have filmed together just
no,
for your own
never.
Personal pleasure.
No.
Who initiates the sex usually?
He usually does. Because
mm-hmm. you say
Sometimes
he's more like horny.
Yeah, he's hornier than yeah.
What's his favorite position?
Me on top, probably.
Okay. I can see
and
that.
Yours?
Anything.
Anything.
Going down.
Have you caught any girl, women, sliding in his DMs or like on his phone?
Because
or...
you're very jealous.
I've seen some groupies try to hit him up.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
There was one girl who was saying that girls like me are a dime a dozen. And this is a girl that he was kind of like friendly with. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't like a dating thing because they just met like at some event. And yeah, it just like really upset me to see that she was writing that about me on his phone.
Right.
He can't be friends with her anymore, right?
Oh, I told her not to text him anymore.
You texted her and told
him? Yeah, I've told a few girls not to message him anymore.
Really? Yeah. Gangsta.
Exactly.
And is he respecting that?
Yeah, okay. I hope he is.
Good.
Now that warm weather is here, the last thing I want to do is spend my days trapped indoors standing over a hot stove. There's so much fun stuff to do during the summer. I need the option to just eat and go. That's what I love about Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest delivers thoughtfully sourced, chef-crafted food that's built on fruits and vegetables and can be prepared in less than 5 minutes. You can fill your box with more than 65 different options, like ready-to-blend smoothies, yum, refreshing chilled soups, and savory harvest bowls. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to eat it. Each Daily Harvest cup takes one step to prepare, with room for customization. You can add your favorite almond milk to a smoothie and blend, or you can heat a harvest bowl and top it with an avocado or a fried egg. All of Daily Harvest ingredients are sourced and selected for maximum nourishment and peak season flavor. You know, I love making smoothies at home, and there's nothing worse than when the ingredients aren't there or they go bad, and that's why I love Daily Harvest smoothies. The best part? Daily Harvest single-serving cups are the ultimate grab-and-go meal or snack, so you can get a dose of nourishing fruits and vegetables at any time of day. Just go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code LIPSERVICE, and you can get 3 cups free in your first box. That's promo code LIPSERVICE for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at dailyharvest.com. Dailyharvest.com.
All right, so let me ask you this. Spit or swallow?
Swallow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Suck or spit. Fuck.
Lucky Mason.
Suck or fuck?
Fuck.
Okay.
Is he good at eating your pussy?
Yeah, he's really good.
Okay. Well, look, she's a happy girl.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters. Sarah, if you're happy, we're happy for you.
That's
thank
right.
you. Girl, get you a different boyfriend.
Have your has your family met him?
My family met him on Christmas.
Yeah,
they liked that. Christmas. Okay. Mm-hmm. How was that?
It was fine. They liked him.
That's good.
Like, my dad recognized him from back in the day.
And what did your dad say?
He's like, are you an actor? I recognize you.
And he didn't want to kill him?
No.
For real?
Are your they were just trying to be Facebook friends with him.
So what do your parents like them. Feel about you dating older men? Or just like the work that you do? Do they know the exact work that you're involved in? Or
I don't know to what extent they know. They know that I model. Okay. And I don't know how they feel about me dating older guys. But I know they don't like what I do because... And my dad's like a minister. So.
Oh,
yeah, I can see that.
That's my, what's
my
going
parents
on
are
here.
Both
you're
religious.
Rebelling.
Right.
But they accept you for who you are.
Yeah, they didn't disown me yet.
Yet. What you about to do, girl?
Right.
The sex
what's
tape?
Coming?
That sex tape. Once they see that. So where do you see yourself like 5 years from now?
If I'm not with Mason, I'd probably do boy-girl porn.
Okay.
What's your favorite porn site?
Pornhub?
I think that's everybody's.
Number one. Like, yeah. When I watch porn,
that's
I go
mine.
To Pornhub.
What's yours, Ange?
I don't know. It varies.
You seem like you got a sneaky one that's better because when we all say said Pornhub, you was like,
well,
y'all bitches
like
still on that.
Bang Bros are my friends
Bang
on Twitter.
Oh,
so
okay.
I love Bang Bros. You know, those are our peoples. My dad, I gave him a Bang Bus shirt.
No.
Stop.
I like Brazzers.
I never checked it out.
But they have it on Pornhub, so that's the only reason why I see
for
it.
Me,
I think XNXX is good.
I think for me,
it looks like World Star of porn.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I think for me, I barely watch porn. Like, I go off of visuals. Like, I can play with my pussy and envision me having sex with my man or something.
You're so creative.
Super creative. But if I do want to watch porn, like, I just go to Pornhub and then after, I just feel like a bad person.
Why do you feel like a bad person?
Like, after I orgasm, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, clear like your search
spell.
History.
Get out there and live life.
I'm like, clear your search history.
So you think if you stay with Mason, you can't do porn?
He wouldn't want me doing boy-girl porn. He doesn't even want me doing girl-girl porn, but I would still do it.
Mm. But damn, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
with
he wants
right.
you all to yourself.
So it's not even a big deal because it's another girl. It's not like I'm gonna just leave him for
but
a girl.
He's but another girl isn't
jealous.
Cheating.
Yeah,
you don't think another girl is cheating?
No,
what do you
I
guys
think it's
think?
Just work. Because it's not like a private thing. It's just for work.
So it kind of sounds like Mason has more feelings for you now that you guys are together, and you have feelings for him, but you're also still more so focused on your career, and he's kind of like not interested in the limelight.
I mean,
you're
still half his age.
Yeah, she doesn't even know. She's gonna change in a few years.
No, but I'm saying basically it sounds like you're not stopping your career regardless of being with him or how he feels about it.
As she should not.
Right, don't.
So is this something you see yourself doing in the
long? Well, hold on. Relationships are compromised.
That's true.
Yeah, but this ain't it. To me, I'm just saying.
Maybe I would still work in the industry for like another 10 years. Okay. I don't know what I want to do after that. Maybe
they're clearly not still together.
They don't have nothing in common. Yeah. Like, forget the fact that he's this.
But like, we have things that we like to do
together. But he's trying to limit what you even want to do for yourself. And it doesn't matter what it is you want to do for yourself, because I might want something else and goals in my mind. But whatever your goals is in your mind, if somebody's blocking that, that's going to be a problem. It doesn't matter whether it's a friend, a boyfriend. Right. So I'm saying that's the compatibility that I mean is like not working. Not even just, I'm not even talking about physical, because that's something totally different. But I think if you like to do something and you keep saying like, this makes me happy, this is what I want to do, but he says I can't do it, but he doesn't like it. So you rather be unhappy to be with him, or you rather be happy? And I'm not trying to break y'all up or convince you to leave.
Like you are.
No, because I think that she needs to, she's a young woman.
What if he financially really took care of you though, like gave
but he
you
really doesn't
an allowance. What if he gave you $10,000 a month and was like, I don't want you to do this anymore?
That's a lot of money. I mean, probably give it up if he paid me $10,000.
So I'd probably give it up.
Yeah, so it's really about the money.
No.
So what is it really is about the money?
Nah, but so I would give it up for
what
like.
What is he doing for his financial like benefit or lifestyle to keep himself going? Like being that he doesn't like the limelight. Like
he's the own restaurant.
Yeah, he's a restaurant.
He's retired now.
Okay.
He's got enough money to retire.
What?
He still has equity in those.
Yeah, but that's not fair. He got enough money to retire. Meanwhile, you haven't even done what you need to do for yourself yet. So he's comfortable. You get what I'm saying? He lives his life. It's time for her to live her life.
But what if you? But so what if he was like, what if you could make money doing something else and he was fine with that? Is it just this that he doesn't want you to do, or does he not want you to work at all?
He wants me to work, but he wants me to get like a regular job.
She doesn't want to do that, like, and she made that clear.
But what other interests?
Unless he paid her $10,000 a month.
That's different.
I know somebody who makes almost $30,000 on OnlyFans every month.
And
she
has like
2 million followers, though. She has almost 3 million.
We're about to blow you up,
you know,
Sarah.
You can make money, like, you can make more than $10,000
a month. But he don't even want her to do that, though. She go to do that, and he got a problem with that, too.
But what other interests and hobbies do you have aside from this that are not, like, sex-related?
Just what I like to do in my free time.
Yeah. Like just other hobbies that you enjoy that might not have to do with sex or camming or anything.
I like to drink. I like to play pool. Okay. I like to shop.
Okay.
That's the way to her heart. She told us from the beginning.
Right, listen.
Those are the best dates.
She told us that.
Play pool, shopping.
Nah, but for real, you got to be you. And you can't just, she's too young to have somebody limit her being her. And if he wants to be more into whatever you want to do, then that's different. But I feel like you got to be yourself. You
haven't even really lived. She likes older men.
Right.
That's fine. It's other older men that probably will let you.
Are there compromises you're willing to make to be with him?
A little bit.
Like what?
Like not having sex with other guys.
So do you have sex with
No.
Okay. That's a compromise. She's saying she compromised.
Not going on dates for money.
So how do your friends feel about it? Has this like ruined any relationship friend-wise for you or?
No.
She doesn't have friends because they won't come with her when she has to go to these strange people's houses, okay?
That's true. So a guy friend.
You need a manager.
My friends don't care what I do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a problem with that.
But your friends are your age. Are they dating people that are older as well? Or how does that work out?
A lot of my guy friends are also older. So they're dating young girls.
Oh, so most of your friends are men?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody that you used to mess with?
No.
You can still be friends with?
No, just men that I was just friends with.
When did you realize that you like older men? Like, when did that come into play?
Since she was young.
I just like what you know what I mean.
5-year-old with the big dick.
That was the
first.
That's when
I got intrigued by the whole sugar daddy thing.
Mm. So what if it's a young guy that's spending the same amount of money?
No, I wouldn't be as attracted to them.
Why?
I don't.
What is it about an older guy that turns you on?
I think they're smarter and more mature. A lot of young guys, they're just like. What's your snap?
Right.
It's
I could have.
I like guys in their 40s.
I could get that. I feel like a lot of younger guys have a lot of maturing to do, right? But especially them, you know, people saying that like men mature slower than women. I could understand that. But I don't know. I feel like older men, like 50s, 60s, just there's just something about them that just doesn't turn me on personally.
Back in the days when I was like 18 years old, 18, 19 years old, when I was working at the strip club, I was fucking with one of the owners and he was older. He was like probably 60 years old. He was older.
And you
were
how old?
But he was fine.
How old were you?
I was like 19. And he was fine. He had muscles. He had a nice stomach and he was like real funny and mm-hmm. he was the boss and he was like mm-hmm. running everything. So
you're sexy. Saying you wouldn't have dated Mason when you were 19?
I mean, I don't know. But I mean, that's the only older guy that I've ever been with. But I do like guys. Like when I was in my 20s, I did date guys that were 40.
How about right now? Would you date a 65-year-old?
Right now, my current boyfriend is 39. And the woman I was with before that was 29. So, you know, it's just all over
the place. I date in my age range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I feel like I date in my age range for sure. Like, I wouldn't date a guy that's 60, even 50. Like, I have a ton of guys always hitting on me at older ages. And I'm kind of like,
Andrew, what's the oldest man you ever dated from your age?
Probably somebody who was like 14 years older than me.
Really? Mm-hmm. I never had a man that was that much older than me.
But I feel like if you're like 18 dating a like 60-year-old, there's a huge difference there.
As soon as they try to talk to me, I get the creeps. No, because I'm like, yo, I know you have a daughter or granddaughter.
I think it's weird when somebody could have a child your age or they do, or a child older than you.
Your daughter's friend. You don't
like
even,
Diddy and Lori Harvey. Like Diddy and Lori Harvey. I look at that like Steve Harvey is more Diddy's age than Lori Harvey. So when I see, because she's what, 22 and Puff is like 50. So I just think that you think that's normal. Age. She's like, what's wrong with that?
That sounds cute.
She's like, I know them. Those are my friends. We double date.
Your daughter's age.
Somebody could steal you away from Mason? Like another guy could swoop in?
No, I like Mason's adorableness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And guys are adorable like that. Adorable.
And I think also to the fact that he can like help you with your depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's important.
Role in what you feel for him. Like it's different. You know, it's like when... It's different when you have a sexual attraction with someone than you do an emotional attraction. Like when someone understands you or like helps you with your struggles, like depression and anxiety, that's a huge role. So that might be hard for you to like shift away from the relationship with him.
Does he like being called adorable as opposed to like handsome?
And saying
he knows
that
he's adorable.
I call
he
him
knows
handsome.
What it is. Who was your boyfriend before him? What was your longest relationship before him?
Probably a year. That's my longest.
She's having fucking fun. All right.
I just want to know, what does he look like?
My last boyfriend.
Is he adorable too?
No, he was taller.
What was the last vacation you and Mason went on?
We just got back from Delray Beach.
Okay, where's that?
It's in Florida, right outside of Miami.
How was that?
It was fun, but I left early because we were fighting.
Aww. Y'all fight a lot.
Tina, how do you deal with that? You think it's your fault that you guys fight? More your fault or more his fault?
I think it's his fault.
Why? Because he doesn't accept you for who you are?
Yeah. And, he's more the one who, wants to be, aggressive when we're fighting.
Right.
Like, not physically, but, I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm sitting here like, wait, what? Right.
I think it's difficult in those situations because he probably, really admires you and loves you for, other things other than the sexual. And you still have this kind of, admiration for your career as doing camming and sexting. So for him, he likes who you are deep down inside versus the career, and you still want to stick to that. So that kind of is probably what makes the relationship toxic.
Yeah.
You know? It's like you still want to do what you want to do, what you have been doing, but for him it's
he's jealous.
We've developed something and I like that.
He probably scared you're gonna leave him.
Maybe a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been together,
he probably scared you're going to find something better. 7 months?
Seven, eight months.
That's a short time, though.
Very short.
Yeah, that's a new relationship.
That's a short time. Mm-hmm.
He probably she going to find something better. She need to stop doing all that shit. And he wants you to be in the house. Don't go out there and be around all these other men.
Right.
And you're jealous, too. And that doesn't help either.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Sarah, tell everybody where they can find you because we want to make sure we blow up your fans' pages. We
want to always get blown up.
Get you more business.
Get you like Jenna Shea making that $20,000-$30,000 a month. Mm-hmm.
Follow me on Sarah_Russi on Instagram and then Twitter, Sarah Russi. You can just search me on all social media, Sarah Russi, and you'll find me.
Okay. So you're not going to give it up, right? You're give not going to give up. Your
she said, give no, what up.
You're looking up by my name. Like,
yeah, look at her by her
I
name.
I use my real name. So okay. OnlyFans, my link is in my bio on Twitter and Insta.
Okay. So what if you had like a really attractive guy at your age with a huge dick and a lot of money?
I don't really care about the dick. That's not really important to me.
Get that cash, baby.
But the money. Like, if you had a lot of money.
I don't want someone my own age. Like, I don't think I would date someone my own age.
Okay.
This reminds me of this show that I'm watching on Lifetime. It's called Married to Millions. Have you guys heard of it?
No.
It's brand new. I'm a square. I watch Lifetime all the time. It's just so boring. But anyway, my bad. So anyway, there's this one couple and the girl's 21 and the guy is older than your boyfriend. He's like 57. And everybody goes nuts over this couple, but they seem to be really, they really love each other. His ex-wife had a meeting with her. She said, oh no, it's never going to work. You're a child. it's so good. I love it. This is what this reminds me of. Married to Millions.
All right. Well, Sarah, we can't wait to see what happens and you got to come update us.
Thank you. I'd love to come back.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right, Sarah. Boosie.
We love that.
Next time you got a drink, no more colds.
Yes. I know. I've had to like take breaks sometimes because like it's harder for me to breathe because I'm just getting over the cold.
Bring your new boyfriend when you come back.
Oh, shut up.
Stop.
He's gonna love the attention.
Negative.
Lip service.
HBO's newest comedy is A Black Lady Sketch Show, starring Robin Thede, Quinta Brunson, Ashley Nicole Black, and Gabrielle Dennis, and guest starring Issa Rae, Angela Bassett, Laverne Cox, and more. A Black Lady Sketch Show is a first-of-its-kind comedy that explores culturally relevant themes, including social norms, anxiety, religion, sex, dating, and relationships in a limitless, magical reality. A Black Lady Sketch Show airs Friday nights at 11 p.m. or stream it now only on HBO.